Hello and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff, and today we're joined by a very special guest, the man who's been in the entertainment industry for years and years and years. He runs a talent agency himself. He's Lamar Brown. How are you doing, Lamar?
I'm all right, Goff. How are you doing?
Very well indeed, my friend. Now, I think people could probably gather by your accent, you're not from here, Lamar. Whereabouts were you born and raised?
Oh, you mean you don't think I'm from the Gold Coast? Maybe because we're on radio, you can't see my tan. No, I'm born in Alabama, so straight out of Alabama.
And why the move to Australia?
Oh, well, years ago, I worked for the University of Alabama, and QUT was a sister school. Oh. And my former life, I was a cultural educator. So I would go to different countries finding out about the different histories and cultures. So I came over here in 93, the very first time to learn about the Aboriginal culture and Australian history. And I went down to Bangarra in Sydney and over to the university in Melbourne. And then eventually, year after year, I finally met my now wife here. So I came back over. Love brought me back in the early 2000s. We got married in 2001, and we'll be celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary next year.
Well, congratulations.
Yes.
That's a lovely story. And so then why the transition into the entertainment business?
Oh, no, I've always been in the entertainment industry. Right. I started out, my first, I guess, scholarships to university was in voice and dance. Okay. And I've been performing in stage and musical, and I had an agent in the United States. So I did a few things in the United States. And on my trips back and forth here in the 90s, I met another guy who was opening up his own agency, and he was recommended to talk to me. So in 1995, I helped him open up his first agency, and then we opened up another one in 98, which is the one that I'm running now.
Which is Fox.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit. So, well, actually, to take it back a little bit further, and you would probably be amazed by this, but one of the big questions I get when it comes to Beer Nuts Productions is, where do you find your actors? It's almost like people don't understand that there's such a thing as a talent agent. It's true, man. I'm telling you the absolute truth. It astonishes me, the amount of people who ask. So could you maybe just tell people, what is a talent agency and what is a talent agent, what it is that you do?
Okay, well, to try to sum it up to make it not so long and boring, a talent agent is a person who sets up a company that attracts people who want to be in the film and TV industry or wants to be in the modeling industry or even wants to be in the music industry. So you have several different types of agents. And in the film and TV section, which part I'm in, and I also do a bit of the modeling side of things, but we get people who want to be in film and TV, whether that's as in a background extra, which I have people who come in, they want to be background extras. They look at it as a hobby. They look at it as something fun. They have their own job, but this is their outlet into the world of movies. Secondly, we have people who want to develop their abilities. They want to see themselves up on the big screen, talking or singing or performing. The same with the models. They want to see themselves on the runway, see themselves in the catalogs and magazines. So they come in and I do my best to get them where they want to be. One of my quotes that I always tell my members is that we're not surgeons, we're not saving lives, but we make living better. So we bring joy, entertainment to people. People go to see movies and to listen to music to help alter their mood, whether they go to a scary movie or a love movie, romantic, or if it's a horror movie. We are there to make people happy and to help them, especially now during this COVID time. Movies are really important to everybody.
No, I couldn't agree more because, I mean, you are quite right. It's a wonderful – sometimes, I mean, me personally, if I'm having a real no good rotten day, I go and watch a film that is just – outright silly and funny that I know can just wash over my brain and it just takes me out of my brain for 90 minutes and I come out of that with a big smile on my face. So that's the power of entertainment, isn't it?
Yes, I do agree.
Now, one thing, obviously, when people say to me, you know, well, how do you find your actors? I take them through the process, which essentially for me, and obviously Beer Nuts Productions does do things a bit differently. I understand that. But essentially for me, what I do is I email Lamar. I'll give him a brief. For example, I'll say to Lamar, I need a 30-year-old male to play a taxi driver, so I don't want a good-looking guy. I need a guy who's a bit rough and ready to play a taxi driver. And then Lamar will send me a bunch of people, as in, like, on the computer, like photos and biographies and all that sort of stuff. I'll look through them. I'll say I'll see him and I'll see him. And then Lamar organises those auditions and they come in. They audition. If they do a good audition, they get the job. If they don't, they don't. Is that essentially
That's basically it. The only thing I do tell people when they don't get the jobs is not always because they did a bad job. It's usually because they weren't quite the right fit.
Yes.
They could have done a great audition, but they weren't quite the fit that the director wanted for the whole nuance of the piece.
That's exactly right. Exactly. And another point that you made earlier, which I really want to stress on, is people tend to think, oh, well, I'm not going to join a talent agency because I'm not Brad Pitt. I'm not, you know, Charlize Theron. But that's not the case, man. I mean, films need a wide variety of people to appear in them as extras. You don't have to be able to be a fantastic actor, as you said, but we need background extras, and background extras, they need to represent society. So in society, there's people who are fat, skinny, tall, short, black, white, gay, straight, spiky hair, no hair. So it doesn't matter what you look like. Am I on the right track?
You're 100% right. 100% right. I mean, when I do get people come in, I get some older people who come in and say, oh, I'm sure you only want young 20-year-olds. And I was like, no. And when you watch movies, you see all ages. So we need all ages. And we don't have enough representation at my particular agency of older age people. So if you are older and you want to be in the movies, please look at an agency. You know, if you have the desire to become an actor or become a model, no matter what age you are, you can take lessons, you can do training, you can get free training, you can barter and work it out. There's different training set up online that you can do for free, or if you like the company of other people, join an acting class somewhere.
And going to the extra, because I think it's really important, because extras are a vital part of any film. You watch a movie, you know, it's not just the two actors that speak that are on screen. There are extras, there are other people in the shot. And so I think it's important for people to not get disheartened if they can't act. It's like you said earlier, you can still be a part of it, even if you can't act and you know you can't act. You can still stand there and pretend to look at cereal boxes on a shelf or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, so that there's still, if you love it and you want to be a part of it, you don't have to be, you know, Meryl Streep. Am I on the right track
here? You're still 100% right. One of the things we try to tell our extras is that it's about you being involved. And one thing that we do at the agency, we have what's called a Better Extras Workshop. That particular workshop is free for all of our members to attend, and it shows them how to be extras. And it shows you how simple it is, but you still need to be what we call forward-thinking people. Now, it's one thing to talk too much. As a background extra, you're not supposed to talk. But you are having conversations in the background. You're not given scripted things, but you need to know how to be active in the background.
But you're just moving your mouth. No voice is coming out, so yeah.
Well, sometimes they want you to have some sound coming out to make that natural sound that's in the scene.
Okay.
So sometimes that happens, but you need to know how to be that extra. And to be that extra is fun. It's to be relaxed. It's to be normal, to be natural. What do you normally do when you cross the street or when you're sitting in a restaurant? It's all those things combined into one.
Well, I think that's a really good point that you just raised as well. It's fun. So, I mean, it's not something that you can quit your full-time job and do. You probably get maybe, I don't know, out of the 365 days a year, you might get 10 days of being an extra, but you're going to meet new people, you're going to have some fun, you get fed really well on the big shoots.
Yes, people always like that.
If you're lucky enough to get onto a big film set, you get fed really well, so you don't have to actually worry about cooking yourself dinner that night. But no, you meet some really interesting folks, and it's just, I think it's just a fun thing to do. And like you said, it's a hobby, but you get paid for doing it. You get a bit of a drinking money kind of thing.
Yes. I tell people being an extra is getting extra money. So it's not money that you need, but money that's almost free. One actor told me that he acts for free. He gets paid to wait, because when you're on set, you do a lot of waiting, but they pay you to wait. You know, you get an hourly wage, usually at a movie, and you get a block set of money when you do TV commercials. And it's fun. You need to like people. You need to like being around people. And you need to, I guess, we have a lot of shy people who come in as well. And they want to just be in the background to see how it works. So extras don't have to be, you know, an extrovert.
Yes.
You can be a shy person, be on set, be in the background, having your dinner, and still enjoy being there on set.
That's it, being a part of the whole experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, and also the other thing that's important to understand as well, and again, I'd like you to expand, is that it isn't just movies. I mean, the actors are needed for a wide variety of things. There's music videos, there's TV commercials, there's somebody might have a plumbing business, for example, and they want to make a promotional movie. There's tons of different ways you can be. It's not just about being on the big screen in the cinema. Can you maybe expand a little bit on that?
Yep. So I guess in the film and TV, I guess, genre sections, we get people who want to do video promotions. So a video promotion can be anything from a video as far as movie, or a video promotion can be an online for your website. So we have people who have a website. They want to get a little scene put together to show what they're doing on the website. We get companies that come over from India, Japan, and China who they're setting up websites, and they want to put in, I guess, a little let's say documentaries about their companies. So they set that up. We have people who come in who one web company, they get people who are the voices of their website, but they've expanded where they put a video of a real person in the corner of their website. And that person is the presenter. So there's many different realms you can go in when you're talking about, I guess, acting or film and TV. So TV commercials, music videos, promotional videos, documentaries. There's so many reenactments. So we have people who do police reenactments or crime show reenactments. It's all wonderful. It's all, I guess, different and it stays interesting. And I've been doing this for, I guess, 20 or 30 years, and I'm still finding that it's interesting.
Yeah, no, well, that's very, very true. I mean, so people shouldn't be think, oh, well, you know, it's just about movies. There's so much more to it. Now, one thing that I think is really important that people need to know is how to find a reputable agent, because they're like any industry, there is shysters and people scam artists. So it's really important that they know how to make sure they're on a reputable talent agent's books. Could you give us some advice and tips on so make sure people don't get ripped off?
Okay, so first I start with adults, and then I talk about children later on. Sure. With an adult, I expect adults to do some research, do some due diligence. Talk to other people who are in the industry. If they know of this particular agency, what do you know about them? What work is this agency doing? When you go to that agency, what does that agent require of you to have? In most agencies, all you need are some professional-looking digital photos, and you need to get on a particular database or platform. Some of those databases or platforms can be free. Some can have a minimal cost. If an agent requires you only to use their photographer and only to use their particular database and they're charging you the money, I would say, why? Why are they doing that? Now, it could be two different reasons. If an agent says, we want you to use our photographer and our photographer only. Now, they could be a legitimate agency and they want a particular quality of photo. They don't want to risk getting bad photos from a photographer that's not suited to their needs. Now, some of those agents are just trying to make their money. So if they only require you to use their photographer, find out why. If you have photos and those photos are very similar to the photos that that agent needs and you're able to use those photos, and you have to remember that when a photographer takes photos, those photos do not belong to you. They belong to the photographer.
A copyright issue.
Yes. So we need to, as agents, be able to use those photos with no copyright issues.
And that's easy to fix. You can contact the photographer and he just has to give you permission. So it's a very simple problem to fix.
Yes. If you have some good photos, you can use those photos. The agent can use those photos for whatever reason the agent needs to, and that photographer okays that, then great. That agent should be happy with those photos. We look at the fact that if you bring good photos in, and some people are already members of databases that we use, then you're already a member, you're bringing photos, so there's no joining fee for us. Now, I'm not speaking for other agents, but you have to be diligent when an agent tells you you need to pay them just to be on their books, because we get commission. So I only bring people on board, and most of the good legitimate agents will only bring a person on board who they believe can work and who they believe want to work. I'm an old-fashioned kind of agent where I believe in sitting down and talking to people first. I don't have people join the agency over the phone or online. I believe you talk to the person. I need to find out if that person, I guess in a simple word, is likable. So I look at that before I look at talent, before I look at how gorgeous a model may be. Are they likable? Because if you're not likable, it's going to be hard for you to continue to get work.
Nobody wants to work with a jerk.
Yes. And I use as an example, when a TV commercial is being shot, it normally takes 8 to 12 hours to shoot one TV commercial. Now, the casting director and the director on that set has to decide, do they want to spend 8 to 12 hours with you? And if you are not the type of person they want to spend 8 to 12 hours with, they're not going to hire you for that job. Even though your acting might be great, they'll take the second best actor with a better attitude. So attitude to me is crucial in getting work. But with an agent, that's what I do. I sit down, I talk to the person, then find out what they want. If they're doing this for a hobby and they just want to do background extra work and I think they got the right attitude and they're motivated, then I'm like, yes, that's the first one. Now, I do take a second look to see, do I have 5 or 6 people on my books that already look like them? If I already have several people on my books that look like you, and you only want to be an extra, then I'm going to say no, because I'm going to focus on the 5 or 6 that I have to make sure that they can get work and not join more who look like them into the mix. But if you have talent in the world of acting or modeling, then I look at you as an individual. Any reputable agent will give you a screen test before you join onto the books. So they want to see your talent first. At the agency I have, we have a runway set up. We have different areas for you to perform, for you to act, so we can do a proper screen test to see what level of an actor or model you are. If an agent wants you to join their books and they haven't seen your talents at all, I would think twice about that. Yes.
And as you said earlier, I think a few key points, obviously, if they just want to sign you up over the phone or anything like that, giant red flag. If they ask for money, giant red flag. You just got to be a bit smart about these things, yeah?
Yeah, so that's what I say about adults. So adults need to do their due diligence. Now, with younger people, children, they get excited. But the parents are supposed to do the due diligence for their children. And I always tell anyone who's under 18, they need to come in with a parent or guardian. If an agency tells you you're 15, 16 years old, yes, sign here. No, that can't happen. You're not allowed to sign any contract when you're under 18, and you do have to sign a contract with an agent, because an agent gets that contract, and that allows them to get the commissions that they get for the works that you do.
So that's another point as well, is you get paid via commission. So if you get, let's say for an example, you get 10 people a job on a film as an extra, and they all get paid $200 each, you take a certain percentage of that $200. Now that percentage can vary from agent to agent, and that's probably another red flag. You should probably ask them what commission they take, and if it's going to be something outrageous like 50%, then that might be another big giant red flag. Is that a fair statement?
That's a very fair statement. Most agents, well, there's 3 different types of agents. You have what's called a booking agent, a management agent, and a manager. So a booking agent typically only takes about 10%. A management agent can take more than 10%, and this is where it can vary. Management agent can take more than 10% because a management agent has to meet certain requirements. They have to have an accountant. They have to be able to train you. So they have to have a training facility that's attached to their business. They also have to be able to promote you. They have to be able to help you with your resume. They have to be able to help get you out there. And that's part of the service. So it's not an extra service, you know, with that. A manager, on the other hand, is normally linked to getting you into the larger, pictures. And with those larger pictures, a manager normally only has about 20 or 30 people that they represent. That's why they can charge a higher percentage of commission. And that's something you sign up and you agree to. So don't sign up and agree to a particular commission base if you then don't like it.
Yes.
You know.
So let's say you've signed up with Vox Talent Agency, for example, and you've sent them to be an extra on a film set or a TV commercial. What are 1 or 2 little key tips you can give folks who are listening today to give them a bit of a head start on things they maybe should, 1 or 2 that they should do, and maybe 1 or 2 things that they should not do?
Okay. So I always like starting out with a positive. Being positive, when you go on set, always think happy thoughts when you're there. Happy thoughts help you generate positive energy. So that positive energy is what's going to help you get along better with people. Listen, do not take your headphones on set. because if you're just listening to your headphones, you're not going to hear the next instructions that come along. Take a book if you like reading. You're usually not allowed to have your phone or electronic devices on set anyway. But anyway, when you're on set, listen, make sure you're prepared, and make sure you're rested before you go, if that's at all possible. On the negative side, even though talking is a good thing, don't talk too much and don't be too loud, and you need to respect what's going on set. And respecting what goes on set lets the crew knows, the director knows, that you look at this as a serious venture, even though you might be doing it as a hobby and for fun, but what you're doing is very serious.
Well, it is. I mean, people have paid thousands of dollars to make this TV commercial. They don't want some jackass coming in and ruining their thousands of dollars.
That's exactly true. And parents with your children, if your children are underage, you're required to have your parent there, and it is not a creche. You need to have your children and take care and make sure they're under control. They're not wandering around, because there's a lot of dangerous wires and cables and things that could fall and harm your child or other people on set. So make sure that you can control your child when they're on set.
Now, Lamar, you've been doing this a long time. You clearly really love what you do. What is it about being a talent agent in the film industry? What is it that really, really excites you and gets you going?
Well, I like helping people's dreams to come true. And that's really my main thing. I've had jobs in the past where I've made much more money. But when you come back to it, having a job that makes you happy, when I get the call saying that Dave or Susie or Joan has just gotten the part, I love calling and letting them know they have the part. I tell all the casting directors and directors, that's my job. I don't want them to call and say, oh, you got the part. No, I want to call and tell them they got the part. That brings me joy.
don't take your fun away from
you. Yes, yeah, that brings me joy. Now, I do hate the call and say you didn't get the part, but I do love the call where it says you got the part, you're it, you're going forward, and you're going to be the next person in this particular production.
That's cool, man. Very cool indeed. Now, if people want to learn more about Lamar Brown and they want to learn more about Vox Talent Agency, where can they go? What can they do?
Well, we have a website, a simple website that's set up for Vox Talent Management. They can go there, or they can give us a call in our office at any particular time to set up an appointment. Because I'm old-fashioned, I like to meet everybody who wants to be in the industry.
And what is the website address?
It's www.voxtalent.com.au, or they can give us a call on 5573-0093.
And if you're listening in another country or other parts of Australia, we've given you some really great advice in regards to finding great talent representation in your area too. So maybe just do a bit of a Google search for, if you're overseas or whatever, do a Google search for talent agencies in your area, and hopefully you can find a really good one and you can have a bit of fun and earn a little bit of extra coin. So thank you so much, Lamar, for coming on the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, that's about all for the show today. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you leave a nice comment, rate and review. And of course, beernutsproductions.com is the only place you need to go for all your entertainment needs. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.